You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Good morning. Unless you're a Cowboy fan, and I am. At least I'm still trying to be, but it is time to skip the BS. Time for Undisputed. Time for Keyshawn Johnson and I to talk free agency spree, except for Dallas. And Aaron Rodgers, VP? What? And wait, Tad Prescott, not Dak, but his brother Tad, trolling Jerry Jones by lauding the Eagles? And wait, Deontay Johnson gets sent from Russell Wilson to Bryce Young, huh? But first up, look, I wasn't surprised by this, but I admit I was crushed by it. Derrick Henry signs with the Baltimore Ravens. He got $9 million guaranteed in the first year. If he hits every incentive, the deal could be worth $10 million first year, $10 million in year two. Not huge money considering Kirk Cousins, with one playoff win, will make $100 million guaranteed dollars over the next two seasons in Atlanta. So I know what I tweeted about this, but I'm going to let Keyshawn go first. Good morning to you, sir.
Morning, Skip. You're not surprised by it, huh?
Well, we talked about it yesterday, and it looked like all the cards pointed to King Henry going to Baltimore.
But I told you that.
I told you that. But scale of 1 to 10, how good was this signing for the Ravens?
I think it's a good signing. It's a 10.
It's a 10.
I mean, this is what they needed. This is what they tried to get doing before the trade deadline. Tennessee, yep, for whatever weird reason, didn't want to surrender Derrick Henry to them last football season.
Yep.
But they needed a running back. And when you pair him with Keaton Mitchell coming off an ACL and Lamar Jackson, they'll have the best backfield in the National Football League.
They will.
And they'll continue to do those things.
Yep.
They're getting a guy who has led the league over the last 5 years twice in rushing. In 2019, he went for 1,500. 2000 and 2020, he only played 8 games, basically had 1,000 all rounded up. It was 937. And then in 22, 1,500. And then last year, 23. Both of those in 23 had 1,100. Mm-hmm. Both of those years, he finished second in the National Football League. So he could have very easily been number one over the last 5 years in leading the National Football League in, yeah, rushing yards. They get a guy who is a bruiser, who's going to get the football into the end zone in tight situations, something that the Dallas Cowboys desperately needed. Think about it on third down. They don't have to rely on Lamar Jackson to figure out how to get the first down. All you got to do is turn around, hand the football to that big old Diesel, and let him just plow his way forward.
Yeah.
I mean, this is an excellent signing for them. Now, only thing they got to do now is find another playmaking wide receiver via the draft or free agency, because there's some that's still out there. I'm assuming they won't sign OBJ back, you know, and they signed Nelson Aguilar, but they need to get another big-time type receiver to go along with Zay Flowers, who had a little breakout year in his first real year in the National Football League. So I'm excited for him. Now, here's what everybody wants to know about Baltimore. Does it kick them over the top? Does it get them over that number 15 in Kansas City? I probably would say no, but it certainly will get them closer to Kansas City. It certainly will do that.
Okay. I'm going to do what you do to our scale of 1 to 10. I'm going to destroy it, and I'm going to go to a 20, because this just hit me right between the eyes. This was a win the Super Bowl move for the Baltimore Ravens. I'm going to go right out on the end of the limb and pick them to win next year's Super Bowl because this still young man, I know he's 30, but he's young bodied to me.
Yeah.
Because he's freakish. I don't know that I've ever seen anything quite like Derrick Henry. He is shattering the running back mold because you shouldn't be able to do it into your throat. I know Emmett did it, but he was like 5'9", you know, 200, and ducked and darted and sort of ran from contact, avoided contact. This man is running through contact because he is a huge human being. And I know, as you point out there, there's a little decline because he is still human. But even at 30, he's a difference maker. And he is in now the perfect spot with a quarterback who can run the read option like no other. And you brought up Keaton Mitchell. You want to talk about thunder and lightning. I mean, Keaton Mitchell did run 4.37, and I'm going to assume he can come off 100% off his ACL. But when
Instead
I saw
4.37, he'll run
okay
4.42.
Okay, gotcha. When I saw him flash and dash last year, it gave lightning to that rushing attack, and yet they didn't have the biggest banger that they now have. So they have it all now in the backfield, and I'm a Lamar fan, so maybe I'm rooting for him, and maybe I still haven't recovered from what happened to him against Kansas City in the AFC Championship game in Baltimore. But I'm going to pick them because this is the kind of move that you make during a free agent period where you strike while the iron is glowing hot right in front of you, and you do it on a deal. Again, he gets $9 million guaranteed only this year. Keyshawn, it's just not a lot of money by today's standards with that cap going up and up and up. To me, this is a steal of a deal for a man who has proven at the highest level against the Kansas City Chiefs in a playoff game that he can be virtually unstoppable. Now, if you get behind, you got to, you know, he's not a catch-up artist. You know, you're going to have to lean on Lamar to do that. But you don't want to get behind Kansas City. You don't want to let Mahomes start just playing catch with Travis Kelce the way they did in the first half at Baltimore and get behind, I think it was 19-9 at halftime. You don't want to do that. But the point is, look, I tried to dance around this yesterday. I've tried to dance all week. I'm going to speak from my heart once again as a lifelong diehard Dallas Cowboy fan, delusional as I might be. When Jerry Jones said he was all in, I took it to my mental bank because I thought maybe this time in free agency, even though year after year I sit right here and I say, Jerry just doesn't do free agency. I thought maybe once he'll say, no, this time I need to do free agency. This time I need to pick my spot. And that obviously is a glaring need for us because not only did we not have Zeke in his prime last year, so to your point, we didn't have short yardage. We didn't have goal line. We had Tony Pollard coming off a career-threatening injury. And he was sensational 2 years ago. He was not sensational for us last year, so we missed that. We didn't have that piece to the puzzle to take a little pressure off Dak, as hard as I am on Dak. We did not have that. And I thought, Jerry will go get this because I just thought Derrick Henry belonged in Dallas. And I know a lot of Cowboy fans did, so I didn't want to jinx it yesterday. And I said, well, he'll probably go to Baltimore. And you were saying, well, he'll definitely go to Baltimore.
Well, I'm laughing.
And he definitely went to Baltimore.
I'm laughing because the guy that typically sits next to me, Michael Irvin, was trying to sell Derrick Henry on the cheap.
He was.
Okay?
And
as I kept saying,
no
one cares that it's a star on the side of the damn helmet except y'all.
Okay,
He's trying to win a championship aspirations
go
through Baltimore and not Dallas.
Okay,
and I don't know if Jerry and them talked to the agent or whatever, and we just don't know that
there was no reporting of that whatsoever, I'm going
to
doubt it.
I would think that they, okay, let's say that they had a hallway pass by on their way to the restroom conversation. What's he looking for?
Maybe
what's
an indie.
He thinking? What's he looking for?
Yeah.
I'm sure that conversation came up somewhere along the lines.
Okay.
And in the end, he picked the team that fit best for his skill set and where they're trying to go.
Even though you like Dak Prescott more than you like Lamar Jackson.
No, I didn't say
you
that.
Do.
Why would
yeah,
I? Why would
you
I do
love
that?
Dak Prescott. Man, you love Dak Prescott.
Why would I like because Dak Prescott more than I like Lamar?
I think you would make a case you'd have a better chance of winning a Super Bowl in Dallas than in Baltimore.
For who? For the Cowboys?
Yeah.
No,
I think
not
they
at
play
all.
In Dallas.
Not
yeah.
at all. They're not yeah. gonna stop, Skip. You just you now you're going off the rails.
No.
Here's what I would say in 2023. Derrick Henry, in terms of his numbers, rush yard is dipped. But that doesn't mean he's lost a step. That just means that that offense wasn't worth anything.
It
they
wasn't.
Played three different quarterbacks last year.
I agree.
Mean, it's a different
I
situation.
Totally
just
agree.
In 2022, he rushed for 1,500 yards.
He'll be fine.
He'll be fine.
And this is a sweet spot for him because they do it more by committee than most teams do.
Yes.
And they will mix and match and Lamar does carry the football his share of the time. Okay, so it's taken some heat off. You're not asking him to carry it 35 times a game.
But the sure threat of a Lamar carrying the football, one of the things that I said to you, I don't know if it was yesterday, the day before, whenever it was, about Chris Johnson, the former Tennessee Titan running back. He said to me that out of all the quarterbacks in the National Football League, including Patrick Mahomes,
no, it's a good
he
point.
Would rather be with Lamar Jackson.
I got it.
Because of everything it presents.
It does.
You know, and here's a guy who rushed for 2,000 yards.
He
so
did.
Imagine his mindset and his thought process when you got a quarterback carrying the football just like that. That's huge. This is the same thing I tried to tell you about the Philadelphia Eagles and Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley. This is huge for these type of quarterbacks with these type of backs. Now, you guys, the Dallas Cowboys, I mean, Joe Mixon's gone. I mean, I could just – everybody's gone. I don't even know who's left at the running back position in free agency that would even make any sense. You might as well start to look to the draft. Maybe the kid from Florida State will be there who's a big, you know, 225-pound back that can pick him up and put him down, catch the ball on the backfield. Maybe you guys can get him. You have taken running backs in the first round before. Most recently, Zeke Elliott. You got a lot of wear and tear out of Zeke. So maybe there's somebody along those lines that you guys see that you say, okay, this works for us.
Okay. So I've sat here and not defended Jerry year after year, but accepted, just given in to Jerry's mindset, which is don't plunge, draft. Don't plunge, draft. So I sit here year after year and I say to Cowboy Nation, just give it up. Just close your eyes and take a nap until the draft because he doesn't play this free agent game. Not since Deion Sanders, 1994, has he plunged in free agency. And yet, if you tell me you're all in, then just once, when it's on a silver, as in metallic silver platter for you, you need to do one thing, and you owed Cowboy Nation off that disaster of a debacle of a nightmare that you gave us in a home playoff game, the likes of which I have never seen in my Cowboy watching life, that you could come out and put that on display, that you fall behind 27-0 to the youngest team in the NFL in a home playoff game before halftime? Are you kidding me? You owe. If you say, I'm now all in, you owe us something, a piece, because, Keyshawn, you know and I know, somebody in this free agent period, there'll be a whole lot of overspending, and we've talked about overspending for Kirk Cousins. We can go, heck, I don't know, but what the Raiders overspent for Christian Wilkins, because it's $84 million guaranteed. I like him, but do I love him?
But it's not an overspend.
Well, it can be if he doesn't give you that kind of bang for the buck.
Everybody can be an overspend if they don't give you the bang for the buck or live up to the production or whatever it is that you're looking for. Here's what I would say, man. I'm trying to calm you down because I want to calm you down. The Dallas Cowboys got good pieces already in play.
Yeah,
let's not act like they don't.
Those good pieces get you in that playoff game? What did you see?
But there's not anybody in this free agency period.
That big joker who just went to Baltimore?
That can get you over the top.
He gets us over the top.
No, because you have too many holes that you have to fill.
He changes.
Not one guy.
You know what?
I said it to you yesterday. You better be trying to address the left tackle position. Okay? That's number one.
By the way, he's still on the market is Tyron Smith.
And that's fine.
Yep.
He's on the market. You may bring him back for a little bit less.
Maybe.
Or whatever the case may be. But you got to address that because you're getting ready to pay a quarterback a lot of money. and you got to protect your quarterback.
Lord.
Number two, you need somebody in the middle, both at the linebacker position and the defensive tackle spot, that's a run stuffer. Mm. You also need somebody out on the edge at the corner position because Diggs is coming back, and if you want to take Deron Bland and slide him out there, so be it. Mm. You need another corner. On top of that, you need a running back. You also need another big play wide receiver to go along with a record-breaking big play wide receiver in CeeDee Lamb. There's all these different holes that you got to fill.
I hear you.
You have to.
I understand. Keyshawn, there comes a point where the owner and operator of the football team has to send a new message to the locker room. I went out and I got the number one need for us. Those are all well and good that you just detailed. I went and got the biggest banger on the market. I went and got King Henry. He's coming to Dallas. All of a sudden, we would have liftoff. The locker room has liftoff because he's proven. He's a made man. He's done this and done it at the highest level. He could have led the league in rushing the last 5 years.
Yes, he could have.
And everybody can see with their own two eyes, he ain't washed. He's not near the end of the line. He's not crawling to the finish line.
Well, what if he didn't want Dallas, though,
okay,
Skip?
Okay, I'm just saying, you just do it. These are the Dallas Cowboys. Keyshawn, it's still the most valuable team in all of sports.
It is.
Okay, that's all I know.
That's all fine and dandy.
And you can sell this. You can sell this. The top five games next year on television, the top five rated games, will all feature the Dallas Cowboys. You know it, and I know it.
It's been that way for how long, Skip?
Okay, would you rather win a Super Bowl in Baltimore or in Dallas? You'd rather win one in Dallas because you know the magnitude of it.
You just
want to
win the damn Super Bowl. You don't care where you win it at.
I want to get to it.
You can win it in Green Bay and did wonders for Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, but seriously, would you rather win one in Dallas or Baltimore? Where would you? You know and I know. It's Dallas. It's America's team. It's star on the side of the helmet.
This is why
it works.
This is why you drive yourself crazy.
Yeah.
Night in and night out, you don't get sleep because you're sitting around worrying about what the Dallas Cowboys logo looked like.
Yeah.
And it's America's team, opposed to looking at it and saying, this makes the most sense. If I give Derrick Henry $9 million, $10 million, and I don't know all the cap stuff that they're looking at doing in Dallas, but if I commit that type of money to him, what does that do for me to be able to sign everybody else when I'm gonna remind you,
Kirk Cousins gets $50 million a year guaranteed, okay? I'm just saying, it seems
million,
like...
$50 million guaranteed, four other players on the offensive side of the ball that are still on their rookie contracts. That's not the case in Dallas. You've got to address three big, big dudes. Okay, we keep saying that.
Yeah, okay, I got it. But you can certainly, these are the number one cap wizards in all of pro football.
I would say they have done a pretty good job of managing the cap.
They can surely maneuver a $9 million guarantee for in truth, you can argue this is a 1 year deal for $9 million. I know there are incentives on top of it, but if they don't like what they see, he is so cuttable.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So if you say he did hit the wall and he is done, will you just say, okay, next? And you go to the assembly line, right?
What if he wanted 15 from Dallas? You give him that?
Man, well, again, if you negotiate it right, if you give him 10 or 11, it sounds like he would have done Dallas, right?
Well, I don't know that he would have done Dallas.
Well, I just don't know. So, to your point, now I know what's going to happen because I already predicted to you this would happen. With their second-round pick, the Dallas Cowboys will select one of these running backs. And again, the ESPN mock draft that's up there right now has Trey Benson of Florida State that you pointed out. Going and he ran fast at the he ran 4.39 at the combine,
and he's a thick body.
He's 6'1", 223, so he's Zeke size. Yeah, he's a little taller than Zeke,
thick
maybe.
Body.
Yeah, and if you can go 4.39, that's quite a package, right? And yet he's ranked by Mel Kiper on his top 10 running backs. He's ranked third on the list. I like Blake Corum. I just like what he does. I like his intangibles and tangibles because I see a little Emmett going on there. And what's he listed at? He's 5'8", 205. So he's built like Emmett was. Yeah. He ran 4.5. He's not a blazer. He's just this.
Okay.
He's hard to get hands on. he's slippery in the hole.
And that may work for you guys.
And it just may work. He's ranked fourth on Mel's list. He's got Jonathan Brooks out of Texas and Jalen Wright, who ran really fast at the combine out of Tennessee, ran 4.38. Then Trey Benson, then Blake Corum. And then number five, I wouldn't hate this. Marshawn Lloyd, every time I turned your games on, he caught my eye. I don't know if he caught your eye, but he caught my eye because he was kind of hard to catch. And he's a bigger kid. He's short. He's 5'9", but he's 217.
Yeah, he's so,
he is thick. And he ran 4.46. Okay, so you got options here. It goes deep. And there's some off-radar picks here that you could probably get Blake Corum in the third round, and then you can just go down the list. And that Bucky Irving from Oregon's ninth on Mel's list. And every time I turned them on, I said, that kid can play.
Okay. So why are you acting out?
Because it's Derrick freaking Henry. Because I've seen it at the highest level, so have you. And you know, and I know.
I love Derrick Henry, but I'm also smart enough to know that maybe he just didn't want to be in Dallas. Okay. Maybe it doesn't fit.
Okay, you could be right. I don't know that. If you're right about that, you got me.
Because if he wanted to be in Dallas, he'd pick up the phone as a free agent and tell his agent to reach out to a team that desperately needs a running back.
Yeah.
Or maybe the Dallas Cowboys are not that interested in veteran running backs because, again, you could have got Aaron Jones. He was free
for a second.
You could have. He is one of the best backs going, especially gashing the Cowboys year in and year out.
Yeah.
You also could have picked up Joe Mixon in the trade, but he goes to the Texans. I like Joe Mixon.
So do I.
Okay?
I like him a whole lot.
The prize of all prizes goes to your arch rival.
Prize of all prizes, as you just said.
Yeah. Prize of all prizes goes to your arch rival in the Philadelphia Eagles. Mm. You could have did that if you wanted that. Yeah. You could have approached it, but you didn't.
I still say Saquon is overrated.
Whatever you want to say about Saquon Barkley being overrated, he was available.
All right, to your
point. The Philadelphia Eagles took him. Every team within your division got better this time around, except your Dallas Cowboys.
Okay, but this is traditional, historical Jerry Jones. He doesn't do this.
Okay.
And to your point, let's say Saquon is rated instead of overrated. Let's say he is that guy, the prize of prizes. I know, that's what I'm saying. Let's say you're right about this, which you won't be, but let's say that you are.
Okay.
And that's another reason you need to send a new message to your locker room of, guess what? Because we're going to talk about this in a few minutes, but Dak's brother tweeted that the Philadelphia Eagles prove once again they have the best front office in football. Well, that's a shot at Jerry Jones.
And his brother, never mind.
Yeah, okay.
Never mind. I'll hold that thought.
But my point is, that's kind of what the locker room is. The locker room is sitting back saying, Jerry, Saquon went to the Eagles. And this isn't exactly DeAndre Swift going to the Eagles. It's Saquon. And he's got the big rep, and he has some big yards on his resume, even though he's 0-10 against Dallas. The Cowboys aren't thinking about Saquon as 0-10. They're thinking about him as Saquon. They look at him the way you look at him.
They should.
They look at the highlights.
He's with a much better team and players around him than he's ever been in his entire six-year career.
It's why you have to revitalize a team that got blown off its own field by the Green Bay Packers in a home playoff game as the 2 seed. You need to send a new message. Wait, we got King Henry? Oh, great. Let's go. We're ready now. We're back. And then Micah tweeted the other day, I promise we'll be even better than ever. And I'm like, even better than what? You know, what do you have to show? No, well, seriously, what do you have to show? You need to splash. You need to make a move. And you can't wait until
this. But why you got to splash, though, Skip?
You just do, because that's how teams go win Super Bowls.
No, they go get somebody. Players. That's how they win Super Bowls.
When they announce that Trey Benson goes to the Dallas Cowboys with the 56th overall pick, nobody's going to stand up in Cowboy Nation and say, we won, we got him. That's our final piece to the puzzle.
But just because you go and sign somebody doesn't mean that that's a final piece of the puzzle. I told you the other day, quarterbacks that leave their teams to go to other teams doesn't all of a sudden become Super Bowl contenders and winners. And it just doesn't happen like that.
You're right about that, but you're wrong about running backs. They can hit the market and change it, because running backs are more of a one-year wonder where you can just plug them for a year.
Tell me a running back that has left and gone to a team, and they instantly have gone to the Super Bowl and won.
Well, you're about to see one. You're about to see it.
But they already got a bunch of stuff in play.
Yep, okay.
They already got a bunch of stuff in play.
Yep.
The Cowboys got other issues they need to address.
Okay, I'm on record. The Baltimore Ravens just won the Super Bowl. They just won it.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that.
Okay,
I'm not going to say that based on the signing.
Okay.
Can't go that far.
Well, I'm going that far. And I think I'm going to be right about this because that...
Even if you was wrong, you would tell yourself you're right.
That was the move of the free agent signing period. That was the move.
I would say based on their need...
Yeah.
That probably is the right move based on their need. Yes.
Scale of 1 to 10, I'm at a 20. Way to go, Jerry. Wait, Jerry, you out there?
When it comes to travel, we all know that feeling of wanting to escape to our happy place, whether it's hitting the beach, the ski slopes, or just kicking it with your crew in a tropical paradise. And Priceline wants you to get there and be very happy with a happy price. So you never have to miss a trip. Let me tell you, Priceline has got your back to make it all happen. My happy place is Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Picture this, crystal clear waters, golden sands, and sun shining down on you like it's your personal spotlight. That's right. Cabo is my ultimate happy place. And you know what makes it even better? Priceline's VIP family feature. You heard it from me. That's right. VIP treatment for you and your squad. Imagine being with your crew, soaking up the sun and living your best life. And while scoring deals up to 5 times faster, it's like scoring a game-winning touchdown on vacation. Now, who am I taking with me to Cabo? To that epic trip, that adventure? My boys, my ride or dies, my crew, ones who've been there through thick and thin from the beginning to the end. I'm not taking any kids, no kids, just me and the boys living it up. So what are you waiting for? Download the Priceline app today and save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your favorite happy price with Priceline. Make some memories that'll last a lifetime. Cabo ain't ready for me or us, but we're ready for Cabo. Thanks to Priceline, the real MVP of travel.
Man, last night the Sacramento Kings beat the Milwaukee Bucks by 35 in Sacramento. That's Giannis and Dame and the Milwaukee Bucks. In Sacramento, where the Lakers play tonight at 7 on ESPN, the Kings have beaten the King, as in LeBron, 7 of the last 8 times, including the last 4 straight, including the last 4 in a row in L.A., including that nightmare a week ago tonight here in L.A., in which the Lakers led by 19 near the end of the first quarter and gave up a 54-20 run. 54-20. So tonight, believe it or not, the Lakers are favored by 1.5 at Sacramento, in part because the Kings are playing back-to-back, albeit at home. So, Keyshawn, tonight, do your Lakers right the wrong of last week here in L.A.?
I think they do. When you talk about Milwaukee and they basically just ran shop on Milwaukee.
They did.
But Milwaukee's been on the road. They've lost 3 of the last 4 games, right? They lost to Golden State, the Lakers. Then they beat a Clipper team with nobody playing. And then they what happens to them happens against Sacramento. You put that together with the team that they played in Milwaukee and beat them, plus the back-to-back situation where the Lakers have been resting now. It's been 3 days that since they've been resting since the last time they played.
Yep.
Of course we're going to be favored. And I think we're going to be fresh and ready to go. I wouldn't be surprised if Sacramento may sit a guy or 2 down. I wouldn't be shocked on a back-to-back. I mean, what good is it going to do to beat the Lakers again where you're already sitting in a pretty sweet spot for your team to be in the postseason? So what are you going to gain from it? Not much. So I think, if anything, in this situation, they sit somebody, they kind of give us a little more hope.
Okay.
And if they don't, I think the Lakers are going to come out with fire coming out their nostrils because of what you just mentioned.
Yes.
And how they've beaten us, you know, 6 of the last 7 shots.
7 of the last 8, yeah.
7 of the last, well, oh, wow, 7 of the last 8 shots. Yeah. Like, we got to turn the corner at some point. We got to slow down Sabonis. Sabonis is coming, you know, Sabonis is currently on a 21-game double-double streak. He's playing amazing. So it's time now for AD to slow that down a little bit.
Yep.
And let's see if we can keep our trend going in the way we've played over the last several games.
Mm. Okay. Just for the record, before I leave this behind, last night Damian Lillard went 2 of 12 and 1 of 6 from 3. So he struggled. Giannis was Giannis. He had 30 and 12. But listen, this team, when it gets rolling, because of De'Aaron Fox and Malik Monk, who went pretty crazy last night on the Bucks, when they get rolling, they can roll anybody. But they're a weird team. And if you're right about somebody sits, and it would have to be somebody like obviously Sabonis or De'Aaron or somebody. I don't think Monk would sit because he doesn't even start.
Back-to-back nights.
Yeah.
I mean, what are they? It's not like they don't want to win the game, but yeah. Like, what are they truly really playing for at this point?
Because they love to beat L.A. That's just what it is. And those they know their fans want to light that beam and beam it all over the Lakers because it's the Lakers. And they have history, as you well remember, growing up against Sacramento back in their glory days with C-Webb and company. And I think they'll all play. But I'm with you. It's time for the Lakers to say that's enough. It's time to right the wrong because that was so wrong. Because speaking of fire coming out of nostrils, I saw it 1 week ago tonight in L.A. in the first quarter because it looked like they were going to win that game by 35. The Lakers were. And here's the weird thing about Sacramento. If you just look at their last five games it would be, they have lost at home to Chicago. They have lost at home to Houston. And at home, they beat San Antonio by only 2 points. So you say, well, wait a second. How did they do that to the Lakers and then that to the Bucks?
Well,
they tend to play down to the level of their competition and up to the level, even though the Lakers are still just teetering, just barely above, what are they, 6 games above 500. They play them like they're the defending champs. So that's what you're going to be up against. And listen, De'Aaron Fox, as you know, he destroys the Lakers because somehow they don't have anybody who can mess with him, who can at least slow him down. I know.
They slowed him down. Yeah. Austin Reeves slowed him down for about the first 6 minutes of the game.
And then it was nine minutes. And then he sat. Then he went to the bench. And all of a sudden, Austin.
But that's the beginning of the game. So.
Yeah. It was 9 minutes. And he was having a hard time against Austin Reeves. And then all of a sudden, De'Aaron Fox scores 3 quick baskets down the stretch of the first quarter. And once Austin Reeves came back in, he had no chance. He had no chance. Because once De'Aaron Fox gets in some kind of left-handed rhythm, he's just lethal.
And it's tough. You mentioned left hand. Yeah. It's tough to guard something that you don't see all the time.
Yeah.
Because you're guarding majority of people that shoot with their right. Now, all of a sudden, you on one side, you closing on with one hand, and then all of a sudden, you got to learn to close with another at a split second. It's just hard.
It's a hard thing to do. But De'Aaron, weirdly, is strictly a left-handed dribbler. You know, he's left.
When you don't see that all the time, it's difficult to be able to game plan against.
Yeah. So I checked this out over these last 8 games, 7 of them Kings victories. De'Aaron Fox has averaged 32 a game against the Lakers.
He's a Laker killer.
That's a lot, man. If you over 8 games, you average 32. And I checked Malik Monk, who for 1 year was a Laker, and maybe he still has a little axe to grind about why he's not still a Laker. But this year on October 29th against your Lakers, he scored 22 coming off the bench. And a week ago tonight here in L.A., he scored 26 coming off the bench. And he's a more lethal 3-point shooter than De'Aaron is. If those two get going, especially with the cowbell crowd up there in Sacramento, you could lose by 35.
No, we're not going to lose by 35.
Yeah. But I'm saying they have that sort of nuclear capability in front of that crowd in that building. And this is one where not only do you have to make an early statement.
We need this more than they do because we're still chasing,
trying
to get out of the play-in and get into the 6th spot. So we still have a lot of hope and prayer to be able to do that.
Yeah. When your team decides it's time, it can take it up to a notch. I think that will match anybody. It'll match Denver, match Boston, match anybody when it decides. But it doesn't always decide to bring it. I would like to see your team bring it for four quarters tonight. And even if you bring it, it's going to go to the wire. And you got to figure out a way to beat this team.
It starts with Anthony Davis.
Yeah, it does.
It starts with Anthony Davis. Yeah. And then from there, everybody else can chip in.
Yeah.
But it starts with AD. He's got to have a big night on the boards. He's got to knock down. He's got to knock down his free throws. He's got to play down low and strong and not be out there floating around at the three-point line. And then I think the Lakers will have a real opportunity to shot. Yeah. They're going to go as far as he takes them.
Yeah, a lot of times he's up against centers who are just taller than him. Maybe not longer, but taller. Sabonis is not taller than him. It doesn't look.
Or longer than him.
Or not. He's definitely not longer.
Yeah.
Definitely not. But he is supremely skilled, as you know.
And AD could be skilled, too,
on
the defensive end. That's why I say it starts with him. Get his butt down in the box and work it. Let's see on the rebound side, both on the offense and the defensive end, the total numbers need to be what they were the other night.
Yeah.
Okay, because Sabonis is 21 straight games, a double-double.
Yeah.
Those double-doubles aren't because of assist.
All right. So if I go scale of 1 to 10, how important is this game just to the Lakers' psyche? I'm going to go up to an 8 on this one. I know it's just some night in March in Sacramento, but given the fact they have owned you for so long, I think for your psyche, you need to go win this game
and keep it rolling. I don't think from that standpoint that one-offs is in the minds of somebody saying they own us, opposed to a seven-game series in the playoffs. If you look at the Denver Nuggets, the playoffs is what's important. They swept the Lakers. That can't happen in the playoffs. If a team beats you 6 times in the regular season, 6 straight times, it doesn't mean anything. It means absolutely nothing.
Okay, but it means to your psyche. It's just a...
Because I can lose to you in November and lose to you again in January and lose to you again in March. Mm. Doesn't mean that come May, and I see you in the playoffs, that you're going to beat me in a 7-game series. Because those games are not spread out like that.
Okay, so you're saying if the Lakers do lose tonight and then somehow see the Kings in the postseason, they could just flip the switch and turn it around?
Because you're going Monday, Wednesday, you know, whatever, travel 2 days and play on a Saturday. You're not playing on a Monday, then not seeing them again for 8 Mondays. So it's a totally different mindset.
Yeah. If they lose tonight and see the Kings in the postseason, I will not like the Lakers' chances.
I still like the Lakers' chances because of the postseason and the 7-game stretch.
Yeah, but
it's totally different than one-offs.
Okay, but they're going to get 4 games in Sacramento if it goes 7, and they're going to get 3 in L.A. where they have won 4 in a row.
I don't think any of our playoff series over the last year has gone 7. Golden State didn't go 7.
No, Memphis.
We played before.
Memphis
didn't go 7. Golden State didn't go 7.
Unfortunately, it went 4.
We know that Denver didn't go 7.
Yeah, it should have gone 7, but it went 4. You were right
or
there 4 times.
It should have gone 6 or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like they're that much better. And Sacramento is not better than you. They just think they're better than you.
They play hard.
Yeah.
Mike Brown's a good coach.
He is. He is a good coach. And we're not sure about Darvin Ham, right?
We'll see. AD said what he said, Skip, about being put in the wrong positions on the defensive side.
Yep.
And Darvin Ham's supposed to be a defensive coach. And he didn't mention coach's name, but he just said we're being put in the wrong spots. So that tells me something.
It does. It tells you a lot. Day 2 of NFL free agency passed with the Cowboys again doing nothing. Nothing. Well, they did sign a long snapper, but the main reason Cowboy Nation expressed so much social media outrage yesterday, last night, is because this time, after the Cowboys got blown off their home field in the Green Bay playoff disaster, Jerry Jones promised he was, quote unquote, all in for turning the Cowboys into a legit contender next season. Here we go. Obviously, quote unquote, all in did not include doing whatever it took to go get Derrick Henry, who I believe just turned the Ravens into Super Bowl winners. But Keyshawn, do you see the Cowboys, Jerry Jones, doing anything in free agency?
Yeah, they will. Mm. They will. When did they sign a trade for Stephon Gilmore? And when did they trade for Brandon Cooks?
Yeah.
I consider they weren't part of free agents.
They weren't free agent splashes. They sort of came out of nowhere, you know.
But that's okay. Why does it have to be a splash?
Yeah, they traded for both of them for a fifth round pick.
But I consider that free agent.
And I said steal.
They played well for the Cowboys. Yep. So when you start to look at where they're at and what phase today at 4 o'clock Eastern, I believe that's the time, and maybe my time is a little bit off. That's the first time you actually could sign a real contract, mm-hmm. opposed to agreeing to a contract. Okay. So I'm sure there's a lot of guys that have had communication with teams that are planning on signing and talking about it today and tomorrow and the next day and so on. The Cowboys could be in that line. We have no idea. Just because they didn't bring somebody in on Jerry's plane and make this big splash that you expected for them for whatever weird reason, knowing that Jerry's never done this.
All in.
That doesn't mean, all in does not mean we're getting ready to spend $60 million on somebody. That's not what it means. Mm. On top of that, you still got players like Tyron Smith that was yours and still out there.
He is.
Who you couldn't get a renegotiation deal done with. So now he's out there floating around. You may just say, you know what? Let's increase our offer to him and bring him back. Because you need a left tackle. Mm-hmm. Now, when you start talking about the left tackle position, you still got other left tackles out there, right? Trent Brown from the Patriots. He's out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Jonah Williams is out there from the Bengals. He's out there. So those are three guys that, depending on price point and what you feel like, their capabilities to help your offensive line, you can always sign them. Mm. You want to trade for Trent Williams? That'll make you happy. If that's a splash. That's what you're looking for? That's the problem with Dallas Cowboys and their fans. They want to be, everything doesn't have to be front page news. It doesn't have to be. When you talk about some of Chase Young, you would like to have Chase Young at that outside linebacker defensive end position to put some heat and take some heat away from Micah Parsons.
Right. I wouldn't hate it, but he ain't no difference maker, and I told you that, or he'd be a 49er as we speak.
But it costs too much money to keep him. Mm. He's going to get his money from somewhere. I'm just saying, he's the type of guy that as the clock continues to move, that the Dallas Cowboys look at and go, he can play. Chase Young can play. He can get to the... And when he got to the San Francisco 49ers, their front and Bosa all of a sudden start playing different. He took some heat off of them.
Yeah.
Okay, so you just talk about that. Now when you look at a linebacker position, you need to plug your middle. Does Bobby Wagner still have enough gas left in the tank?
He might.
I think so.
Yeah.
That you might want to look at that in the middle. And then you want some splash players. There's a Calvin Ridley, but Calvin Ridley's going to want some money. He can play. He's going to want some money.
Agreed.
You know, so there's guys, Curtis Samuel, okay? You could do some stuff with him. You may want to look at that. There are players that are still out there that you certainly, Hollywood Brown, one of your guys from Oklahoma.
Yep.
You know, there's guys out there that you could certainly go get to help your team. It's not over with.
No, it's not. Jerry just doesn't play this game. I will not be at all surprised if all that we get out of free agency is keeping our own. I will not at all be surprised if you're right about Tyron Smith out of USC. When he's right, he's still as right as anybody in the game. He's going
to
play
tried,
about...
They tried to keep him, Skip. But they wanted him for peanuts. They just wanted him for peanuts. He wasn't going to do it.
He'll play about half the games if you're lucky. So do you want to... Well, that's kind of how... I think it was... Would I count up? He played... Or maybe it's he missed 33 of the last 66. I think it's about half the games. So, but last year, when he was out there, it was silly how he could suffocate whoever tried to get by him. He can still play at the highest level, and he's going to be, as you well know, a first ballot Hall of Famer.
And when you talk about Tyron, you have to look at the other left tackles, and you have to look at the quarterbacks.
Yep.
Everybody that's a quarterback that needs to be protected, they got a dominant left tackle. except the Dallas Cowboys. Well, so they may want to sign him back.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
To protect
I won't be at all surprised at that, and I won't at all be surprised if they re-sign Stephon Gilmore. I'm the biggest fan. I thought he was really good last year. He busted his shoulder up at the end of the year. I don't know if he had to get that fixed with a little scope surgery, but it's not a big deal.
Kendall Fuller's out there. Yeah, Xavier Howard's
out
there.
But I just, listen, Stephon Gilmore, to have him in your room with your DBs, he's like player coach to me. Jerry loves what Jerry acquired, what Jerry drafted or traded for, because Jerry loves homegrown. He wants to say, I raised him and I raised him and these are my sons and I raised him and I kept him. And he would love, I'm sure, for Tyron Smith to retire as a Dallas Cowboy. Can they come to some sort of grips here? Could they, now that Tyron's sort of scoped out the market and some people are a little skeptical, like, well, you're getting up there and you're always a little injury prone. And okay, maybe that's happening and maybe Jerry's saving his pennies or his nickels that he did not want to risk on Derrick Henry, who cost only, he only cost $9 million. That was it. $9 million. That's all you got.
It's not about the money. Yeah. It's about winning a Super Bowl. The best chance to win a Super Bowl for him is in Baltimore.
All right. So who knows? I don't know that. I mean, you're right about your premise, but I just don't think Dallas even tried. Okay. So now, big picture on Jerry Jones. Obviously, I can't vote him out of office. It's not like he's in a public office. I can't say, you know what? We've had enough of Jerry Jones. We got to get him out of here. No, if you're a Cowboy fan, as I was born into it at age 10, you're stuck with Jerry Jones. You can't remove him from the job. And not only is he the owner, he is the operator. He is the general manager of the Dallas Cowboys. And he's going to do something no owner ever does. He's going to do radio shows, two of them during the week, and after every game.
What does that have to do with anything?
Okay, because no GM speaks to the media
after every
game.
But what does that have to do with the product
that's on the
field?
Okay, this is what you're going to have to put up. You're going to have to put up with this.
Okay? There's nothing. It doesn't mean anything.
It means everything.
No, it doesn't.
He's an egomaniac, and I love him. And I've spent hundreds of hours around Jerry Jones, and I still cherish every moment I spent with him because I like him.
He's not on the field playing, Skip.
Yeah, okay, but he is operating the football team. He is commenting on the coach and the quarterback and everybody else. You have to live with that. Okay, so here's the point, Keyshawn. Lifelong diehard Cowboy fan that I am, I step back and I say, okay, what have I seen the last 29 years? I haven't even seen an NFC championship game. What's the constant over those 29 years? Is it the quarterback? No, they come and go. Obviously, they've come and gone a whole bunch. Is it the receiver? Is it the DBs? Is it? No, it's just one guy. It's Gerald Wayne Jones Jr. He is, am I right? He is the constant over a 29-year sweep of not even an NFC championship game, right?
Yeah, so he should just sell a team.
Okay, no. The point is, he is, what's the Bible say about pride? It goeth before the fall. He is as stubbornly proud as any man who ever came down the pike. And right now, he is dug in his philosophy of we draft. We don't plunge. He used to plunge in the oil fields. We don't plunge in free agency. We draft. At some point, if I look at your lack of success for 29 years, I got to say, maybe you should tweak your philosophy just one time. Maybe when Derrick Henry's sitting out there, you should do everything in your power to make sure you land one piece to the puzzle that might be the difference maker to send a new message to your locker room. Next year's going to be different because we got that guy toting our rock next year.
Because
that guy.
If you know anything about the system in which they run and the things that they do, Derrick Henry will be a great plow for them. But you have to have
for
the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, wow.
But you have to have a complimentary back then that catches the ball out of the backfield because of what Mike McCarthy likes to do. They like to get the football in the air to the guys out of the backfield. Yeah. They like to detach them from the line of scrimmage, whether it's Pollard, whether it's Zeke. Zeke was a hell of a pass catcher out of the backfield. That's why Saquon Barkley made the most sense out of all those backs. So then when Aaron Jones was free,
sense. You're going to laugh, but Deuce Vaughn can flat out catch the
football.
Why
would I laugh?
Okay, because Dak said right away last year after they drafted him, he's got the best hands on the team. Because he does.
I like Deuce Vaughn. You watched him. He's from the Big 12 Conference. I get all of that. That's fine. He's undersized, though. He's undersized.
He's your version of Bryce Young at running back.
Well,
right?
He's Darren Sproles, right? I mean, he's just undersized for a guy. That's all. Mm-hmm. Is it? Yep. That's it. But when you look at Mike McCarthy and what he does offensively and personnel-wise, Derrick Henry doesn't necessarily fit that. So now you need two backs opposed to one. He fits Baltimore more than he does Dallas's set. It's not hard to see.
What have you said again and again about last year? Did we have a short yardage banger back?
Yeah, but you're not going to pay $10 million for a short yardage banger
back. Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
No, you're not. No,
I'm talking about red zone, goal line difference maker. Yes, you are.
They're not paying $10 million for a two-down back. Yeah. They're not going to do that.
Yeah, he can be a three-down back. He is just a flat-out freak of a stud.
He's a
freak of a stud.
I'm going to get out of his way when he walk in the building. I don't need him stiff-arming me. Yeah. But when you look at the offensive scheme...
He's bigger than you are.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
He is.
When you look at the offensive scheme, that's not the back that fits that. It's not.
I disagree. If you have him, you just figure it out. You just figure it out. You just do it.
You can't disagree.
Did Zeke fit it?
Yes.
I mean,
absolutely.
My God.
Yes.
When
because they threw the ball to Zeke out of the backfield.
Yeah.
He was a three-down back for y'all.
Hey.
And then he started to wear a little bit.
We can figure it out. So you're saying he wasn't a good fit in Dallas? Baloney. Baloney. It's ridiculous.
You're not working in my personnel department because you don't go get somebody that don't work.
No, he fits. He works. You figure it out. It's just, hey, yeah, Zeke caught fewer and fewer balls. They just banged away with Zeke. Well, okay. This is just silly. You know and I know that Derrick Henry, you just figure him out in
Dallas.
Yes,
but you got to change what you do.
Yeah.
That's not what they want to do. They don't want to change what they do to fit Derrick Henry. Then you're taking the ball out of your quarterback's hands significantly. It just doesn't.
That'd be a good thing. Love
it
that.
It just doesn't work, Skip. Trying to give you something.
I'm giving it back to you because what was Dak's best year of his life? It was his rookie year. When you go back and look at it, where was he most successful?
Dak has been solid. Ever since he stepped on the field for the Cowboys.
They went 13-3 because he had an Ezekiel Elliott who was running away with the rushing lead.
Catching the football out of the backfield as well.
Okay, he did it all. He did. But, boy, did they have – they had firepower. But Zeke dominated the league that year and the next year and the next year.
And he caught the ball out of the backfield. You're not listening, Skip.
All right, so what?
What do you mean, so what?
You can figure that out 1,000 ways. Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
For $10 million?
If you want Deuce Vaughn to play third downs, that's fine. You don't want to use up what's left of a 30-year-old back.
But if I take Deuce Vaughn and I bring Henry out of the game and I bring in Deuce Vaughn, the whole world know what we're getting ready to do.
Okay, but it's third down. I mean, what do you think? Where's Derrick? You can also throw it to Derrick Henry if
Christian
you feel
McCaffrey
like it.
Christian McCaffrey doesn't come out on third down, Skip.
I understand. I got
they
it.
Don't, he doesn't come out in the West Coast system on third down.
This is ridiculous. This is, no. I'll take Derrick Henry and I'll beat your ass every time with him. As a Dallas Cowboy, I will beat you and beat you and beat you. Let me call the plays. I'll show you. Hey.
You want to call the plays. This is not video game football. Okay. This is not Madden. This is not Madden 24, Skip.
So first you tell me out of one side of your mouth that, they had conversation. They had hallway talk.
Yeah, they might have had hallway talk.
Okay.
What are you looking for?
Now you're making the case.
And he says, hey, I'm looking for this. And they say, we're not going to give him that because we're only going to be able to use him so much for certain things.
Okay.
What do you mean?
You have now made the case that they just weren't interested in Derrick Henry.
No, that's not what I said. I said nothing about interested in Derrick Henry. You're putting words in my mouth. Mm. What I said is I'm sure there was some little birdie along the way at the combine or somewhere where questions were asked. What is he looking for?
Okay.
What do you think?
But you're saying he wasn't a good fit in Dallas.
For a three-down back? No, he's not.
For $9 million? That's it?
You keep looking at the $9 million that Baltimore is paying him. You can't look at it that way, Skip, because you got more people that you got to sign. You got to try to save as much money as you can on the salary cap. You got a left tackle you got to find. You got to find a running back, another receiver, defensive lineman, a linebacker, a corner. That's six positions that you've got to try to find and fit into your salary cap.
We went 12-5 last year. 12-5? Well, we had a bunch
and you
of,
didn't beat but one team that was over 500.
Okay, I've been trying to tell
you
that.
I believe that's the case.
Yeah.
One team over 500, and that was the Eagles that came to your place. If
true.
I'm correct.
No, you were right about that. Okay, now you're back on my side.
I'm not on your side.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, you think that one back is going to solve those problems for you. And that's not the case. You got to plug the holes that's leaking.
Okay, so now you're saying that.
God, I've been saying the same thing
in Baltimore,
all week.
In Baltimore, you're saying that they got a two down back. So when
Baltimore.
Third and eight.
That's not what I said.
You got to take Derrick Henry out.
Skip, you didn't listen to me in the A block then.
Can't catch it.
You didn't listen to me at all in the A block.
Huh.
What I said in the A block, which is the start of the show for those that want to know what the A block is, I said to you that it now takes the pressure off of Lamar Jackson in their running game on third down, and it applies the pressure to the defense because you don't know where the football is going to go with Derrick Henry and Mitchell in the backfield. That's what I said.
Okay,
it's on tape.
But you wouldn't have both of them in the backfield.
No, either one. It doesn't matter, whichever one you decide. If you decide to keep Henry in on all three, you don't know if a RPO game, if he's keeping it, he's not keeping it. You have no idea.
You're going to run RPO on third and eight?
You might with him, them two. With them two, you might. You might run RPO on third and 29. With them two, you might do it. You might just do what the New England Patriots did against the Buffalo Bills 2 years ago and run 70 times. With them two. But you want a two down back to be a third down back in the Dallas Cowboys, and they should pay $10 million for the one guy. No, they shouldn't.
If we had Derrick Henry, we might never get to third down. We might never need to convert a third down. Thank you.
Man, you better go back to playing Madden.
I don't play Madden. I've never played it in my life. I don't even know what it is. I don't. I've never played it.
You do know what Madden is.
I know what it is, but I've never played it one time.
Don't say you don't know what it is.
I don't even know how it works. I don't know what it feels like. I've never tried it.
All right, Mr. Vice President.
All right. I can do that.